Today's episode is a first-hand account by longtime Eastern Sierra historian George Garrigus of a fishing encounter from the 1980s. I was returning to my truck on my favorite trout stream at dusk one evening, my creel bulging with enough fat brown trout for the family dinner. Suddenly, I heard a loud thrashing in the willows ahead and wondered what kind of creature was there. As I rounded a bend, another fisherman, I guess you could call him that, appeared. He was a large man wearing hip boots, fishing vest, and an old hat decorated with an odd assortment of fishing lures that wouldn't even attract a starving fish in a landlocked pond. He reeked from a combination of strong alcoholic beverage and mosquito repellent. His two-day-old whiskers made his face look dirty, and he squinted through bloodshot eyes as he spoke. "There ain't any fish in these waters. Chamber of Commerce and the newspapers are in cahoots, telling us the fishing's good. And I drove 300 miles for this." He ranted on with invectives and obscenities I won't repeat. I tried to break in, but he was so obsessed with his tirade, he didn't even hear me. Finally, I glanced at the stream and noticed a nice little hole along the opposite bank. I made several false casts and luckily dropped my fly right in the middle of the hole. Wham! I had a good hit. The fisherman stopped his raving to watch. 10 minutes later, I had successfully maneuvered the fish across the stream through the swift water. I slid him onto the sandbar at my feet. He must have weighed over 2 pounds, and I held him up for my friend to see. He was speechless. I couldn't resist saying, the next time you complain about no fish in the water, make sure you know what you're talking about. Here, the fish is yours. He gingerly took it from my hand, and I continued on my way. I've often wondered what kind of a fish story he told about his catch that night. Thanks again to George Garrigus for this great fish story, and of his own, tail along El Camino Sierra.